The Taliban has announced an all-male cabinet, yet again, obviously excluding women. But yet the Taliban is demanding other foreign powers recognize its government. There's a lot of problems there. To try and sort through all of it, we turn to Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. Good morning, Simon.
Hey, good morning, Kata.
For starters, when did the Taliban announce their cabinet?
Well, they've been doing it in a couple of stages. We learned a few names a couple of weeks ago, and then just in the past 24 hours or so, we've had another round of appointments. And this is what the Taliban is calling an interim government.
Mm.
And it doesn't say what interim means. There's no deadline for when things might change. But one thing that the second round of appointments has in common with the first round of appointments is it's all male. There are some ethnic minorities in these latest appointments. It's perhaps a little less contentious on that front. But by completely excluding women, it is really the Taliban kind of thumbing its nose at the international community and governments like the American government, which has said if the Taliban wants recognition on the international stage, they're going to have to do more to be more inclusive. Overall, this picture that we have now is of a government that is stacked with men who were previously detained at Guantanamo Bay or are subject to UN sanctions. The interior minister is on an FBI wanted list for terrorism, so he's now the man in charge of security in Afghanistan. And at a news conference in Kabul, the Taliban spokesperson, who's a man called Zabihullah Mujahid, defended the makeup of this government. He said women will be added at a later date, but again, didn't give any specifics. And it's a similar story in other areas. You know, in education, they've excluded teenage girls from classes. Well, Mujahid said the Taliban's working on changing that, but he gave no details. Women have been told generally not to come to work. He said that might change, but there was nothing specific.
Yeah, and I think this then thus gets a little complex. As you said, Simon, you know, the Taliban wants to be recognized on an international stage. I mean, they're all but demanding a seat here at the UN General Assembly that's going on this week in New York. Has there been any talk of that happening? And if that does happen, does that mean foreign leaders are recognizing the Taliban as Afghanistan's leaders, if you will?
Yeah, well, that is where it gets complicated. And the international community, Biden administration and other Western powers have said that they want to see a changed Taliban. And the Taliban says it is different to when it last ruled Afghanistan in the 90s, when girls couldn't go to school, women weren't allowed to leave the home without a male relative. The Taliban has said that it has changed, that it will not be going back to that kind of rule. But Western governments are saying, you know, we can't just believe the word.
Right.
We've got to see you actually delivering on this. International governments have said they're going to hold the Taliban to these commitments, but it's not really clear how they're going to do so. And you have a lot of voices in the international community who are saying, you know, this is a country where, put aside the people in charge of Afghanistan, it's a country in economic peril. There is a food shortage crisis, and it needs international aid money. And this is really the only leverage, though, that the governments have. They have the leverage of potentially aid money, but also, yeah, this desire for international recognition. And you mentioned the UN General Assembly,
mm-hmm.
this curious development overnight.
Yes.
Where we've learned that the Taliban has written to the Secretary General, basically asking for a speaking slot. President Biden addressed the General Assembly yesterday. Well, the Taliban wants its turn. It says it's now the government of Afghanistan, and it should be on the same platform. So there's clearly a desire for international recognition there. But at the moment, Western governments are saying, you know, until, for instance, you let women go back to work and girls go back to school, they're not interested.
Okay, so as of right now, Simon, they are not going to be speaking at the General Assembly. Is that where we're at?
Well, I mean, there is a get out here for the government, which is that when you make a request like this, it goes to a panel of countries, including the US, China, Russia, various other powers, and they have to assess it. The UN General Assembly runs till next Monday, so it looks like they're probably going to miss the cutoff for this time, even if they were to get a green light.
All right. I appreciate you breaking it down for us.
Thanks, Kayla.
Podcasts by Federated Media.